broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
We are at stop number 5 today, which is in Stamford, but we went to a new location this year. We're at Elm Street Diner, and I have to just really quickly tell the story of how we ended up at Elm Street Diner. It was a few months ago that there was like a news story that I was covering, and I got connected to John. And we did like an interview together. It was, yeah. I believe it was, maybe it was CBIA. It was something
it
like
was,
that.
It was post-TikTok.
Right?
Event. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And so immediately we clicked. I came to visit and I'm like, wait, I don't even think you have an option. We have to do the diner tour here. Yeah. And you agreed to do it, John. So thank you and welcome to the diner tour.
Thank you. Good morning. we're thrilled to have you. So we're excited you asked us. So for you, absolutely, we're going to do it.
John, I adore you. And you guys, we're going to talk about, obviously, where Elm Street Diner is today, because you guys are easily one of the most Instagrammable, TikTokable, I don't know, all the abuls,
yeah, exactly,
in Connecticut, and even I would say across the nation, there are people who literally come to Connecticut and Stamford to come see you guys
all over the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So cool. You're like, don't dumb us down. We're global, girlfriend. Talk about the history of Elm Street Diner.
Yeah, so the history is something we're really proud of. Actually, here in Stamford next year, it's our 40th year here.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're really excited.
I didn't know it was a milestone year for you guys.
Next year it's coming up. Yes, yeah, so it was really good. We're really excited. So my parents, who are both retired, started this business. They worked really, really hard. Been here from day one. My sister, who's right back here behind us.
And she's lovely.
Thank you. My sister Stella. Yeah, they're the three that have been here since day one.
Wow.
So, yeah, I got one summer off. I was a little younger. And then they put me to work right away. So... they've been here from day one. We've worked really hard. Great neighborhood place, wonderful neighbors here in Chapin. The years gone by, and we saw things we were looking at with the advent of social media really evolve what we were doing. And we kind of took it and rebranded this, 11, 12 years ago into what you see today, which has taken on a life of its own. We're extremely proud of it. We've had so many wonderful people who worked with us through the years. So 40 years in Stamford, and that really catapulted us into opening our Norwalk location in October 2024, which we're really excited to be about, part of that wonderful community. They've welcomed us with open arms. We're really thrilled to be there. It's been a big success, and we're excited that October's 2 years there already.
That's amazing.
Yeah, time
flies when you're having fun. And, and I know the Norwalk location is awesome too. We've been there, and it's amazing to see. First of all, I met your parents the last time we were here about a month or so ago, and we were kind of just like crossing T's, dotting I's for the diner tour. They are amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
They are. Yeah, there's no words. I mean, without them, we're not here, and we owe everything to them. And a lot of our longtime employees have been in there. They get excited when they come. They come see us here often, and they're extremely proud of my sister and I and everything they've done. And they really set the foundation down for what we've done. And we want to make them proud and take this to another level.
Oh, you do. You definitely do.
Yeah.
So Stella's the big sister.
She is. Yes, she's a big sister. She's been here from day one.
She's amazing. Yeah. We can't get Stella to come pop on. She won't do it. Go talk to her and see if she'll come on. And, because her little brother can't just take all the glory here. So how long have you, how old were you when you started working at the diner?
10. 9, 10?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, somewhere in there.
So were you bussing tables? What were you doing?
Everything back then, people would smoke in restaurants. So I would clean ashtrays. I would vacuum floors. Servers, we would do whatever they consider their side work. I would do their side work after at the end of the day. Bussing, cleaning tables, anything.
Sister Stella, there was absolutely no way that we could just talk to your brother.
No,
come
of course.
On now. It's a family affair, girlfriend.
She's been here since day one. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So you've been here since day one.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I love this. This is so cool.
Yeah, so it was tough at the time to do that, but in retrospect, it was the best thing, I think, and Estella can speak to it as well. We're really excited. It's the best thing we ever did as kids, and we encourage people. It's really good at a young age. It really helps with responsibility and when you get a little bit older. So, yeah, we did quite a bit, but we made some fun memories.
What is it like working with your sibling?
Well, it's all we know.
I love how John's like, well, I'll jump in.
Yeah.
But I mean, is it, especially because you looked at your parents' legacy, obviously, and you guys are carrying it in such a beautiful way. I mean, like I said, Elm Street Diner is is like famous in Connecticut. It's wild just from your social media posts, and you guys go viral all the time. But what is that, you know, behind the scenes, what is that like to work so closely together? Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Well, we have the family dynamic, you know, we're happy to. Everybody does their thing. We're like family. We all take part in different aspects of the business, whether it's creatively, whether, you know, we need some help in the restaurant itself. But everybody's got their roles. We, you know, we're a family. Like, we get along. Everyone gets along wonderfully. And we have fun. At this point, it's so many years.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we're really proud. And we have each other's backs. And we're really happy to, you know, bounce ideas off one another. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And everybody has their input, which is great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm always like the big sister. So I always wonder how that dynamic sort of goes. But you guys, I mean, running a tight ship, obviously. And your team is really cool here. I mean, all your other team members are amazing.
They're awesome. We're really lucky, especially, you know, our management. You know, you guys know a lot of they're true hospitality pros.
Total dynamite.
You know, they're really the backbone now. They run the show for us, especially when people come in from far. It's like, you know, our roles have evolved a little bit from one just, you know, greeting people here. But they're outstanding. Both of our locations, our head guy in the kitchen, they offer ideas, you know, say, hey, let's try this. What do you think about this? So every employee there here, especially, you know, in this location, it's been here so many years. They're wonderful. There's input. They're like, let's try this. And so we're really excited to have them. They're extended part of our family. And again, like I said, real hospitality pros.
Okay. We have to talk about where the ideas come from, though. I mean, not to give away, obviously, all your secrets.
Yeah.
But where in the world do you guys even come up with the ideas you have for the shakes and the everything, all the stuff? Where do you guys come up with those ideas?
I mean, we see a lot of stuff. We get inspiration from all over. You know, I'll even see like a billboard of something. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I'll put a note on my phone and, you know, think about it for a few days and kind of let's put a unique twist on this and how do we make it one of our own? And just it's constantly going. My phone's got an endless scroll. We can make menus for years.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's really fun. The creative part.
Yeah.
That's what we really enjoy.
What has been like kind of a surprise, if you will? Like, has there been a dish or anything that you've been like, whoa, that actually ended up being great, or whoa, that we went too far?
Well, it's funny. We were talking about that. Well, the big waffle towers and cake shakes have taken on lives of their own.
Yeah.
People have traveled from all over those. They get hundreds of millions of views. We did something recently that was kind of, we were trying to make something else and it made a mistake. It was called our Brunzilla Pancake Quesadilla.
Oh,
it's a quesadilla, it's a monster pancake, bacon, sausage, eggs, cheese, hash brown patty, and into a quesadilla made out of a pancake.
How'd that go?
It's like 15 million hits.
Oh my gosh, that's insane! Yeah. I mean, it's a great concept, though.
Yeah, and we were trying to make something else, and it kind of like didn't work out. And we're like, well, wait a second. And we saw that, and we're like, ah, whatever. Okay, let's try it, and it's gone crazy. But it's a lot of fun. It's been great.
Did you ever expect your diner, again, with such humble beginnings? Your parents started this and are just such incredible people. Your whole family is amazing. Did you ever expect it to be what it has become today? I mean, easily, when we announced you guys were part of the diner tour this year, this was the stop that people were, I want to say, most enthusiastic, only because you're so well known for your social media platforms. I mean, you guys are, like you said, it's global. You've literally had people from other countries come here.
A lot. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we're excited about that. So we're excited that, you know, we get that feedback. But like we said, we've both worked really, really hard from day one. We've had a kind of a vision for this brand to where we wanted to go, to grow it. We love this neighborhood, but we didn't just want to be a local neighborhood place. And that's kind of where we want to go. You know, we'd love to expand further into the state. I would love to go multi-state, go national, go global, who knows. But that's part of the long-term plan, of course. But it all goes back to, you know, our hard work, all those days that, you know, we started so many years ago. And that's kind of what we remember. And we just, you know, we continue with the same principles and beliefs. And, you know, we live and die this, you know, we live and breathe this brand. So it's not really work. So, but it's every day. It's 7 days, 24 hours. But we're excited because at the end of the day, it's our family name and our legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you love most about, you know, where the diner has, I mean, now 40 years later, what do you love most about it?
I mean, we've seen so many generations of people. It's incredible. Like, we come and we see, like, oh, my God, that was our customer from so-and-so. I remember them as a kid. And then they have kids. And, you know, the nostalgia is outstanding. Like, you see someone, oh, I came here, and they're bringing their kids, and that cycle continues. And, you know, kind of see lasting memories. And you, or you see somebody out, and I've been to your place, if they see you wearing your shirt, your hat. So for us, you know, close to 40 years nostalgia to me. Having people come in, I drove 2 hours to visit you. I came from Australia to visit you. It's to me, I mean, there's no words for that. And it's a testament to how hard we work, how proud we are of what we do, and how proud we are of this brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, we're very excited that you guys are part of the Diner Tour this year. Yeah. And we're so excited to do the whole show from here today. Yeah. So I want to thank you guys so much. And
of course.
I mean, I'll be bothering you all morning.
We're here.
Obviously.
We're here.
I can't wait.
We're
so
gonna
excited.
We're going to make some donuts. We're going to make a Melissa in the Morning Waffle Tower, maybe?
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
So excited for that.
For sure.
Yes, I can't wait. And if people want to check out either of your locations, you guys have, I mean, also a very user-friendly website and everything.
Correct, yeah. We're in West Avenue in Norwalk. We are here on Elm Street in Stamford. All our social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, which we're having fun with now.
Nice.
Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll be at 1 million followers.
No big deal.
Yeah,
sure. Why not?
They're
that's
closing
great.
In like 900,000 or so. So we're really proud about it. We're proud that it's an organic growth.
Mm.
We worked really hard about 12 years every day. It's like us behind it all. We answer the messages. We, you know, that's how we communicate with our customer base too.
Wow.
We've been posting the content from day one. We're going to continue to. We're excited. That's the fun part of what we do.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are posting like every single day.
Oh, multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Many times a day.
You
definitely
gotta follow. Multiple platforms, and it's kind of
so
our job now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm obsessed with your channels. I mean, I get very hungry in the middle of the night, which is not helpful. I can't get your stuff at 3 a.m., but that's got to be in the future.
We'll deliver for you.
Right? Deliver at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I want to thank you guys again so much for letting us host the show here today.
No.
We are so, so excited, and I can't wait to eat later. It's going to be great.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for choosing us.
Of course.
And it's always great to see you.
Yeah, you guys too.
All right.
We are going to be right back. We are at stop number 5 today is Elm Street Diner right here in Stamford. And we're going to be back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.